can you tell me the story again?
All right, we're alive.
Oh, good. I thought I hung up on you on accident.
No, we're alive. We're still alive. Somehow we survived.
I don't know how. You might not this week. After this week.
Oh, great.
Because I might have found some cursed thing for us to talk about, and they might kill you.
Man, why? I don't like this running gag. This isn't a fun running gag for me.
It says it's a gag.
This isn't a fun running gag where Jeff dies every week.
I didn't think it was a joke, though.
Somebody's gonna miss me.
Yeah, I can think of one person, but we're not gonna talk about them.
Okay, fair enough.
Because I don't know if they listen or not, so.
That's fair. I don't think that they do, but that's fair.
I really want Mexican food now.
that's what the story is about.
I really just want Mexican food. That's why I came here today. No. Anyway. Oh, yeah. It's a me week. Yay.
Yeah, it's a you week.
Wait.
Well, who is you? Who is you?
What?
Who is you?
Oh, who is me? Oh, yeah, that's what I was doing. I am Rachel.
And I am Jeff by default.
Yes.
Yeah. And sure. We are Grandma Tell Me a Scary Story, a audio podcast.
What other kind of podcast would we be?
A video one?
Isn't that called like a video?
I don't know, okay. I'm just saying words and hoping they make sense.
Or, I don't know. A movie?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
We are not a YouTube or a TikTok.
We're not any type of tubes. We're a... Like I said, we're an audio podcast.
Do you call videos on YouTube YouTubes? Or would they just... What are those?
I'm pretty sure they're just called YouTube videos.
What about TikToks? Are those TikToks or are those something else?
I don't know. You're getting into stuff that doesn't seem real to me.
I don't either. Okay. Or I don't understand. I'm not even making sense.
TikToks aren't real.
We're 5 seconds in and I'm not making sense. Okay. That's a great start. And I haven't even opened the wine.
That's like a new record for us.
No wine or five?
Not make sense after 5 seconds.
I mean, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I really do want some of that wine. But it's fine.
Well, that can be a post-episode thing.
True. I'll think about it for a while. Anyway.
So what are we talking about today?
I thought it was time to do another eBay scrounge.
Oh, okay.
But I had thoughts in mind. I went a little off track. I wasn't looking for your new girlfriend.
Okay, that's fair. I appreciate that.
Yeah. And then I was like, well, what do I want off of eBay? And so this time I kind of focused on things that are evil and cursed because, like, why not? We all need something for that person we don't like in our life.
Oh, okay. That's what this is for.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So I don't know that I necessarily hit the nail on the head, so to say, but I tried.
Okay.
So we'll see how it goes.
Okay. I'm down.
Let's just get into it then.
Yeah.
So the first one is the title is Cursed Doll for $15.
Okay.
And the description's great.
Yes.
You're gonna be wild. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. Okay. I think so. I hope so.
Here it goes. Like just hold it, just you know.
I'm braced. I'm braced and ready to go.
Okay, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Creepy stuffed bear.
Yes.
That is all.
No
punctuation, nothing.
Man, I was kind of hoping that is all was also in it too. Like, creepy stuffed bear. That is all. No,
creepy stuffed bear.
Nice.
But yeah, so I guess it's cursed.
Mm-hmm.
$15. So, you know.
Not that expensive.
That kid down the street you don't like.
Yeah.
Or I guess, you know, like if you're going on a date, I don't know why you'd give them a creepy pair.
I don't either. That seems not like, conducive to getting a second date.
This is why you're single.
Yeah.
It's not why I'm single, because I don't know, but
this is one of the reasons I'm single.
It's why you're single. Anyway, our next one has a little more to it. So let's try this one.
Okay.
Haunted, cursed doll, mean-spirited, paranormal, active, and attacks, pursues our pets.
Huh.
For $290. That was the whole title.
Mm-hmm.
Now on to the description.
Okay.
We have several sweet, spirited dolls, and we thought that was what we were getting when we brought this one home. Her name is Lacey. Don't let her innocent-looking face fool you. She is 16 inches tall. I don't really know what her height has to do with it, but okay.
I don't either. That seems sort of discriminatory, but what do I know?
It does. I don't know. Like, but we've noticed a pattern with eBay. People are very, you know, quick to call out height, so.
They are.
You know, they have problems. I don't know.
I would agree.
But anyway, back to the story. We have doll stands, and we'll include one if you would like to have one. Please let me know.
Well, obviously, I want a doll stand.
Obviously. Please let me know, since, of course, spirit dolls don't use a stand. I have several.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. Someone might want to display her. Like, okay. Never mind. As a doll collector, I don't understand why you wouldn't use a stand to protect the doll, but it keeps them from, like, falling and breaking.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. She was purchased at an estate sale, and I was told she had a friendly spirit, but nothing could be further from the truth. You know why nothing could be further from the truth, Jeff?
Because she's evil.
She is pure evil.
Oh, Jeff, you were sold it.
She is pure evil, not just evil.
Undersold it, Jeff.
You did. Perhaps she liked her past home better.
Probably.
We have large dogs and a cat. She teases them. She picks on the most passive dog the greatest amount of her time. She is active at night, and our dog would take extra steps to avoid going near her. Our cat arches his back and hisses at her.
As one does.
Well, yeah. Although she has not told us, we think perhaps she was attacked or bitten by a large dog. During the night, our dog yelped very loudly and then hid under our bed and shook for hours, afraid to come out. The next day, he had a limp for a few days.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah. We have moved her to the outside shed for our sanity and our pet safety. Not sure how far she will go or what she might do to them next. She is the only doll we have ever wanted to get rid of. So you're hoarders. We have never experienced one like her. Her powers are too strong for us.
Okay, I'm just thinking of the Aladdin song, "You Ain't Never Had a Friend Like Me."
Never. That's true. Great friend, she'll bite you. Or something, I don't know. We have tried to let her know the dogs are her friends. How do you keep calling this stuff, Jeff? Jeez. It's like you're reading my notes. Through the computer. And at first she seemed to accept that, but then went right back to the same tricks. We just can't trust her. She communicates with us through Ouija, whatever, the board, EVP, and pendulum.
Mm-hmm.
Have heard her whispering, mumbling, evil laughing, banging on walls. She often smells of garlic, cloves, or rotten eggs.
Well, stop feeding her garlic.
Right? Each person's experience will be different. just as ours was from the previous owner, or they lied to you.
Or they lied to you.
To get you to buy it. You must be 18 years or old. You must be 18 years old to purchase. So, like, we can't buy it because we're not 18.
Yeah, that seems like you're really limiting your customer base.
Especially for a $290 doll.
Yeah, like, no, like, I don't know about you, but I don't know a lot of 18-year-olds. I know I wasn't one that had an extra, what, $300 to spend on an eBay doll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's that one.
Not in this economy.
That's okay, because we have another option.
Cool. But yeah, we have that stuffed bear.
Oh yeah, that really cheap bear. The creepy stuffed bear.
Yeah.
Forgot that one. Our next one is Antique Scary Ugly Cursed Active Speaks Doll, marked R.R. Dowd Fairhaven, New York, for $250.
Okay, that's a little bit cheaper.
A little bit. Whew. Okay, I'm preparing myself for another long story.
A long story with no punctuation.
They have punctuation, but it's not all...
It's not good punctuation.
Yeah, not always. But
that's fair.
I purchased this doll from an estate sale. Stop doing that.
Yeah.
This is an updated description. Good to know.
Good.
Since I have had this doll, unusual things have happened that I could not understand or explain surrounding this doll. For example, she was in a different room in the house. Oops, hold on. She was in a different room in the house than when I went to bed. At first, I did not notice because they were a settle, a different shelf or just on the floor. But then it was getting to the point I heard noises when I left the room and at night before I went to sleep. I'm not sure, but I think they're saying that they were moving to different rooms and it was subtle.
Yeah, it started out subtle, like they would stay in the same room, but they'd be instead of on shelf number two, they were on shelf one or whatever.
I think that's what they were saying, but that's not what they wrote. So I took her to
just started eating themselves off the shelf.
Yeah, I like it. He was trying to fly. But she took me to a psychic, and this is what I found out about her life. She communicated with in a soft-spoken but tearful voice at times. She does not have a mean spirit, just a sadness. Even though you called her ugly and cursed and scary, so whatever.
Me too, doll. Me too.
Details of her life are documented as she told them to the medium. She spoke to her through the use of pendulums and the boards. This is her story told through her words.
Okay.
First off, she said she had been given two names by the two young girls that loved her the most. After hearing the details of her life, it was decided to let her keep both of her names. And now we called Mary Elizabeth, which to me just sounds like one name, but whatever.
Yeah.
This excited her very much, and I thought it was fitting. Mary Elizabeth told her all about her life and tragedies she had been through and seen. Now we're actually getting to the doll story, apparently.
Oh, okay.
All in quotes. So here we go.
Yeah.
I was a gift from a great aunt in the U.S. to her niece in England. Caroline named me Mary. I saw many sad things. I lived with my first love, Caroline, in England from 1880 to 1888. I was well loved. My owner, Caroline, became very ill and had a high fever for many days. The doctors were called and the parents were told there was nothing else that could be done. That sweet Caroline would probably not make it. Days later, Caroline went to sleep and never woke up again. That's depressing. There were many wars going on at that time. There were many wars?
Okay.
The 1880s, there were multiple wars?
I mean, I think there were multiple wars raging at that time. I don't know what they were, but I wouldn't surprise me. That was...
the right time. Okay.
I mean, yeah, I think that's when you had a lot of like revolutions happening where people were overthrowing monarchies and stuff.
No, I was thinking the 1780s, but I guess you could be right. I don't know. Anyway, lots of war. Caroline's family, still grieving, moved many times when their family home was heavily damaged. I was lost for a period of time when all the family's belongings were either destroyed or abandoned. What?
So the doll's probably abandoned.
Well, that's what she's saying. She was abandoned.
Well, she said lost or abandoned. I'm putting her in that category.
I was lost for a period of time. But yeah, she was abandoned, not destroyed. I was left there for at least 2 years and was thrown out as garbage.
Well, you are, so.
Well, she continues. A young girl found me. And even though I was terribly tattered, the child did not have much and carried me everywhere she went. She gave me a new name and called me Elizabeth. My small friend's name was Sarah. Soon another tragedy would happen, so you're just bad luck.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing, too.
Sarah's mom was going to have a baby brother or sister for Sarah to play with. The time came for the baby to be born. The birth was very difficult for Sarah's mom. Sarah sat holding me so tightly, the tears rolling down her cheeks. I could do nothing for her, although I wanted so badly to give her a hug. Okay. After the birth, there was a lot of crying in the home, and Sarah was not allowed to see her mom or her baby brother. Then we learned the sad news that both had died during childbirth. That's depressing.
Yeah.
I had been tossed in the attic and become the property of the new owner of the home many years later. I was passed down to other children, and that never loved her as Caroline or Sarah had.
Okay. Are we changing? Okay, I don't know why we changed perspective there.
I don't know. Eventually, I was taken with a bunch of random items and was given away to sit on a shelf in a store where I was purchased. So, I find it interesting that the doll talks, but from what they're saying, there's no, like, I don't know what the attachment is on this doll, because it's just, I'm confused. The doll's a talking doll. There's no ghost.
Huh. So it's a magic doll. Okay.
Yeah, that talks.
Okay.
In case you were wondering. Let's move on.
Okay.
Now, very confused by Sarah, or not Sarah. Jesus. Mary Elizabeth, the talking doll. Who's cursed and ugly and... whatever she was.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. Where were we? Right. Handmade clown with wooden block at center, styrofoam head, possibly cursed.
Possibly.
For $30.
Oh my gosh, stop calling me, people. Oh my gosh.
Handmade clown with the wooden block and the styrofoam head. Anyway, about the clown.
Yeah.
At some point in time, someone gave this to someone. No, at some point in time, someone gave this to someone as an act of love.
Yeah.
There are probably stranger things out there, but I don't know what they are. That's our handmade clown with a wooden block at the center and a styrofoam head, and it's possibly cursed.
Nice.
Yeah, I like it. Okay, let's move on to the next cursed thing.
Yeah.
Child's Play spirit doll, Robert Ghost Curse Evil Spirit Japan.
That's a lot of stuff.
$50. The size is about 30 centimeters in length, about 11 centimeters in width, and about 16 meters in width.
Okay.
And that's all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so let's take a quick break, and we'll get back to more Chris things.
Okay. With
descriptions.
Okay. Waiting. Okay, we're back. We're still alive for now.
All right, we might not be after this one.
Oh, boy.
Scary, creepy old doll, 27-inch porcelain, vintage, cursed, haunted, and possessed. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like a double threat because it's cursed, haunted, and possessed. All for $72.
Ooh, that's a steal.
It really is.
Yeah.
Let's see what they say here. I received this 27-inch doll from a friend. They sound like a great friend. Who said he just needed to get it out of his house. He claimed that an ex-girlfriend he was with that was into Santa Maria actually put a curse on him with this doll.
Okay.
I love it. Okay.
What did he do to her to deward it? I know it's not mentioned, but it's like, that's the question.
He probably deserved it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if she cursed him, he probably stepped out or did some bad things to her.
We'll see. He said that before she left him, she all of a sudden, in a fit of rage, just bit off the finger, said some kind of unknown language or words, and left the doll.
Oh, so she was just possessed. Got it.
Finger? I'm confused. He swore up and down that the doll has brought him nothing but bad luck, and he just had to get rid of it.
As one does.
He threw the doll outside, and it sat at the curb until I came along and asked him what was going on with the doll. And he explained the story that I just told you, but he didn't really explain it.
Yeah.
You didn't either.
I just think it's that one doll from a couple weeks ago.
It probably is. It's this blindfolded Singapore doll.
Yeah.
I know there are folks out there that are interested in such a doll with such a thorough backstory. Did we miss that part?
I guess so.
I had to grab the doll and share. The doll has one bitten off right finger, and also the right leg has cracked and is held together by tape. I'm still looking for the thorough backstory.
Yeah, me too.
So your buddy cheated on his girlfriend and she yelled at him. That's what happened.
Yeah.
And then she bit the finger off of a doll. That's just weird. Okay. We're going to look at the weird doll and find a better one, maybe.
Yeah, better one.
Next is a real haunted doll. Active, demonic, possessed, creepy, scary, spooky, freaky spirit.
So it's just all of them.
And it's only $70, so it's cheaper. By $2.
Okay.
Like, it's a deal.
That is kind of a deal.
Yeah. This is a spirited art doll vessel. You can get shadows flickering. What?
I said, oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah, this is a spirited art doll vessel. You can get shadows flickering, lights knocking on walls, furniture moved around, doors opening and shutting, orbs. What?
Okay.
You can get shadows,
mm-hmm.
comma, flickering lights, comma, mm-hmm. knocking on walls, comma, mm-hmm. furniture moved around, comma, doors opening and shutting, comma, and orbs.
Except. Oh, okay.
I was like, you can get shadows flickering, lights knocking on the walls. Okay, anyway. Use punctuation, people. I'm not going to plug
thank you.
Because you wrote that as all one sentence with no punctuation. Anyway, moving on. Read description. That's what it says. Read description.
Exactly.
Haunted, possessed, creepy doll, vintage, scary, and I think they meant to say weird, but they wrote wired.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Maybe it's wired. It's $40. It might
be. It's a wired doll.
Yeah, but don't forget it's possessed, so.
Yeah.
When you purchase this, you will receive one medium large doll or 2 to 3 small dolls. The backstory to how I acquired the doll and a few more items from where I got the doll. The dolls I will send you may be between 10 inches to 6 feet.
Okay, so it's a lottery?
Yeah, but I'm more thrown off by the they could be between 10 inches to 6 feet.
Yeah, I don't really want a 6-foot tall doll.
I don't either. I mean, I kind of do, but you kind of don't.
I wouldn't. That seems weird.
I don't know if that's taller than me, but like at the same time, it's kind of interesting. I have a lot more than what is shown in the pictures, too, so you may be surprisingly horrified when your doll arrives. Good luck.
Thanks.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess you just have a lot of possessed dolls hanging around?
I guess they do.
I don't want a 6-foot tall possessed doll. That sounds terrifying.
That does not sound ideal.
No, it doesn't, actually. Now that I think about it, correct. I don't want that. Okay, next.
Next.
Because I had to have one, like, friendly thing in here.
Yeah, you had to have one Casper, the friendly ghost.
Yeah, we just have one.
Mm-hmm.
Haunted doll, Raylan, who's a witch, but positive.
Oh, okay.
And $160.
Okay.
She was a witch.
Mm-hmm.
She was part of a small coven. She says her mother and father were the leaders.
Oh.
She did ritual magic to bring prosperity to herself and her family.
That was nice of her.
Yeah. She was in the woods a lot after dark.
Well, that's usually what happens, yes.
Sometimes at another small home near the woods for rituals where members gathered.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a sentence. Okay. She liked crystals. She's had magic stones, rings, and objects that she has always had near her. I like crystals too, but whatever. Made her feel safe and protected.
Well, that's good. That's important.
Uh-huh. She's attracted to these things and magic in general. Okay, this person has way too much punctuation. In the coven she was in, there was ritualistic abuse. Oh, that's nice.
That's, yeah. Okay.
She's showing me a church building that she visited frequently on holidays. It looks like it is Catholic church, but inside, in the basement, there is an altar that is not for Christ. She's been abused many times over there. Because of this, she doesn't like older men over 40 years old. She feels threatened by them. She's not saying who abused her. Her father was not involved, but her parents turned a blind eye.
That's, like, worse. I don't know if that's worse or not. Like, I'm not going to go into grading stuff like that, but...
No.
This violates rule number one of ours. If you know something, say something. No, is that number one? It's high up there.
She likes the pendulum most for communication. She's good with kids and animals. Good for her.
That's good.
Yeah, but she's a witch.
That's good.
But she'll bring you prosperity. So, like, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, back to the evil.
Back to the evils.
I have one more, and it's evil.
Okay.
The spirit of Katrina. Haunted doll. Evil energy. Very active. Extreme energy for $45.
Okay.
My daughter is 12 years old. Are you selling your daughter on eBay?
That's terrible.
Yeah. My daughter is 12 years old and has abilities to communicate with spirits. The spirits she communicates with on a daily basis seem to find her at the oddest times and places. Mostly in the form of dolls.
Mm-hmm.
I have finally convinced her to downsize her collection because she wants to focus on having more time to spend with her very favorites, some of which are a jealous type and require her utmost attention.
That's messed up.
Yeah, you're not, like, teaching your kid good things.
No.
Or healthy boundaries.
Yeah.
I have a problem with that. The spirit in this particular doll is named Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like... Okay. Right. My daughter says Katrina ended up killing her husband. You're not letting your daughter hang out with very nice people.
No. Oh my gosh.
She ended up killing her husband because she thought that she was saving him.
From what?
What does that even mean?
Yeah.
My daughter says Katrina made his murder look like a suicide and was never suspected. What? Like,
why are you letting your daughter hang out with a murderer?
Why are you doing this? But once the insurance money was spent, oh jeez, Katrina took her own life when she realized that what she did was wrong.
Oh, so it was after she spent the money, though. It was. I noticed that.
Huh? Yeah, she killed him for the insurance money, and then was like, "Oh no, I did a bad thing."
I did a bad, yeah.
I'm probably gonna go to prison for murder. Oh no.
Yeah.
My daughter says Katrina is a very evil, and although she cannot harm anyone in the physical realm, she would still like to. Oh my!
What the heck?
I like it, but like bad. I kind of like it. Jeez. She would still like to, and has been known to blow out light bulbs and cause things to shake when she's annoyed by communicating too much with her during sessions. I mean, I can kind of understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
When people talk, too many people talk to me, I get annoyed too.
Yeah.
I'd probably shake things and blow out light bulbs if I could. Anyway. As is the case with all of the spirits my daughter has hunted over the years from a very young age. She's 12. Like, I'm just saying, what has she been doing this since she was 2? Like,
yeah.
These spirits are very active. Although many people tend to worry about bringing spirits into their homes, once things begin to happen, such as lights flickering, electronic malfunctions, feeling the spirit's presence, foreign sounds, realistic dreams, and the warnings within them. My daughter stresses that it is perfectly normal and these things should not be feared. Rather, the energy should be embraced when it comes to the spirits. She offers on here, unless stated otherwise. Your 12-year-old child is hanging out with murderers. I don't think I'm going to listen to her.
Yeah, I don't either. Like, no. Doesn't pass the test of people I want to hang out with.
Not really. She also would like to remind those who adopt her spirits to welcome them into the home by burning a white candle with incense to make them feel comfortable in their new environment. No, I'm not. Your daughter is friends with murderers. I don't really,
I don't want to listen to her because of that, but also, these dolls are guests in my house. They don't need to be made feel comfortable. They can just deal. Sorry, I'm not buying a special candle and smelly stuff for them.
A special candle and smelly stuff.
Yeah. I'm not buying that special stuff for them.
Probably not.
That's a one-way ticket to the grill to be burnt.
Set it on fire!
Yep, rule number one of Jeff with dolls.
Just fire.
Yep.
I like it. You could write a book about it.
Be a short book, but I'll write it.
I mean, why not? It'd be a picture book.
It would be. Step by step.
On fire.
Step by step.
Take doll.
Yep.
Take lighter fluid. Match. Fire.
Yep. Put it in a spot where you're not going to get burnt or possibly spread the fire to other places because...
Or present. Fire.
Yeah.
So fire enough back that you don't become possessed.
Yes. Fire.
She accidentally thought she was saving her husband by murdering him, but she was evil and she wanted his insurance money.
Yeah.
What? Your story doesn't add up. Tell your child not to hang out with murderers, people.
Yeah, like, that should be... That shouldn't even have to be one of our rules, but I feel like it's going to be now.
PSA, don't let your children be friends with murderers.
Yes.
It's going above a rule. It is going to the White House. We're going to get this to national.
Yes.
Don't let your kids play with murderers.
Yeah. Did not think that had to be said, but it does, apparently.
Apparently it does. I'll take out a billboard.
Oof, that's a lot of money. But it's worth it. It's for a good cause, Jeff. It's for a good cause.
Yeah, Jeff, it is for a good cause.
If we could save one child from being friends with a murderer, it's worth it.
Exactly. Yeah, so I think that's all I have for today. Don't let your kids play with murderers.
Yes, that's the one theme of today. Don't let your kids play with murderers.
Yeah, essentially. I mean, don't buy cursed objects.
Yep.
It's rude.
Yep.
Like, don't give them to your friends. They don't make good presents.
Nope.
Yeah. And don't let your kids play with murderers.
Yeah.
Like, what is wrong with you?
Agreed.
I really didn't realize that needed to be said.
I didn't think it did either, but it does.
Really? My 12-year-old plays with murderers.
That's not something I would admit as a parent.
They still want to murder people. They just can't right now.
They're just in too small a form. They're like cats. They want to kill, but they can't.
Yeah. So they just think about it all day long.
Yeah.
That's great. That's what you want your kid to hang out with.
Yeah, apparently. Apparently.
At least cats are fluffy.
That's true.
It's a little better than a doll.
It's true. I will say that. Cats are cute and cuddly. I can't do it personally, but...
That's true. That's another one of your rules. No cats.
Well, that's just a rule for Jeff.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
And people that are allergic to cats like Jeff.
You know, I know a couple people that are allergic that have cats.
Well, good for them.
I know quite a few people.
Well, good for them.
They chose to have fluffy fluffers in their house anyway.
Yeah, good for them.
I like snails. But they don't have hair.
It's true, they don't.
At least not that I'm aware of, so. And they come in purple, which cats don't, so.
It's true, I've never seen a purple cat.
Nope, but I do have a purple snail, so.
Well, there you go.
Exactly. Anyway, I think that's all I have for this week.
Okay, well, I don't have anything else, so as always, everybody here that's listening, if you liked us, share us with somebody you like. If you hated us, share us with an enemy.
Yeah.
If you have any cool doll stories, share them with Rachel at Twitter, or you can email them to us at grandmapodcast@gmail.com.
Yep, that's our email.
Yep. I need to get back into looking for reviews. I haven't done that in a while, and I am sorry about that, but that's okay. I'll be better.
If I can figure out how to find them, yeah.
So, on that note, I don't have anything further. Do you have anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, on that note, I've been Jeff.
And I'm Rachel.
And this has been another installment of Grandma Tell Me a Scary Story. Good night.
Good night.